perhaps the most famous sermon covering Judges 17, is by Paris Reedhead and his sermon, 10 Shekels and a Shirt, where he denounces the evils of pragmatism. Pragmatism is a philosophy that, boiled down to its basic elements, says, do what works best for you. Whatever gets the results, do that. Whatever gets the people in the doors, in the seats, then do that. Well, doesn't that sound okay? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Because isn't the ultimate goal to get people to heaven? Well, and here's what we've done. We've wrestled the reins of evangelism and missions in church away from God and His Word, and we have created new ways and paths and techniques. And if those stop working, then we will switch to something else because, after all, we must do what works in order to get people in the building and then into heaven. And so we use gimmicks and tricks and stunts and smoke and mirrors. And as a result, over the years, we've produced a flimsy, thin, weak, unbiblical gospel that does not save. We have asked people if they want to go to hell, and of course they say no. And so we offer them a heaven where all of their dreams come true because they get to enjoy their favorite hobbies from here on earth. And we ask them if they want to go there when they die, and they say yes. And then we ask them to repeat after us and ask Jesus into their hearts like He's just begging for people to pander to Him, as if He is the only doorway to their biggest dreams. Listen to this play out as a man passes through a town and happens to find a pragmatic worshiper named Micah in Judges 17, verses 9 through 13. And Micah said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he said to him, "I am a Levite of Bethlehem in Judah, and I'm going to sojourn where I may find a place." And Micah said to him, "Well, stay with me, and be to me a father and priest, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver a year, and a suit of clothes, and your living." And the Levite went in, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man became to him like one of his sons. And Micah ordained the Levite, and the young man became his priest and was in the house of Micah. And then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will prosper me, because I have a Levite as a priest." But Cliff, it sounds like they were really trying hard to serve the Lord. He was wanting to worship God. No, he wasn't. He was using God as his own personal means to the end of his own self-satisfaction. Did you notice what he said once the Levite came on board with him? "Now the Lord will prosper me." No love for God, no concern for God's glory, no zeal for what God deserves and commands. The Levite priest, who, by the way, was just in it for the comfort and convenience, was merely a religious token in Micah's eyes to help him get what he really wanted. Micah was in no way equipped to discern that this Levite priest was on the run, trying to negotiate the best deal for himself. Micah was simply acting out his pragmatic philosophy of, this is what works best for me. Well, where did he learn this? If we look back at the beginning of Judges 17, we see that he learns this philosophy from his mother. So, to avoid the selling out for 10 pieces of silver and a shirt, we must walk with Jesus day by day. Today, please pray for Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Alango LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.